Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm glad you're with me. We're going traveling. Buckle up your seatbelt. You ready? Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I want to take you off to visit Berkshire County because this is a great time of year to be doing that, but what started my interest in talking about Berkshire County today was something I heard on a news show, and I'm pretty sure it was on CNN. And somebody was talking. It was a political issue. And somebody was asked a question. And their answer was, well, it reminded me of Norman Rockwell paintings. And I didn't think that was the right answer, by the way. But any time to talk about Norman Rockwell and Norman Rockwell paintings and the Norman Rockwell Museum located in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, is a good thing. And I thought, well, there's a person in particular who I have interviewed in the past that I would love to get back on the air with me to share with you, because I want to share with him what I heard on this newscast and talk a lot about him, his relationship to Norman Rockwell and paintings that you will see in the Norman Rockwell Museum and in just about any book you pick up, and other aspects that kind of give some light into what were the subjects of Norman Rockwell paintings, because this answer to this question didn't fit so well for me. And I think you deserve a better explanation, especially if you, when we get into it, remember hearing what I heard. So we're going to do all that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Don't miss Raiders of the Lost Ark with orchestra at Tanglewood Friday, August 26th. The film that gave the world one of its greatest movie heroes, Indiana Jones, is back and better than ever before. Relive the magic on the silver screen of the original great adventure, Raiders of the Lost Ark, with John Williams' epic score performed live by the Boston Pops. Buy tickets now at Tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you?
I am so delighted to have Ray Gunn Jr. in my studio at the Crowne Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Ray was a model for Norman Rockwell in some of his paintings, and I thought of him when I was watching a CNN summary where they were kind of doing a recap after the Republican convention, and what they were making a comparison between, I think this was even before the Democratic convention, they were making a comparison about the Republican convention. And the woman who was speaking was an African-American woman. And they asked about her response to the Republican convention. And she was quick to point out that it was predominantly, well, the way she described it was, she said, well, it looked like Norman Rockwell paintings. And then she went on to explain, not that it looked like Norman Rockwell paintings because it was portraying America and Americana, but that it looked like Norman Rockwell paintings because everybody was white. And I thought, well, now there's a woman who needs a trip to Berkshire County, to the Norman Rockwell Museum, to really get to know what Norman Rockwell painted about, and maybe could use an introduction to Ray Gunn Jr., who was a model in some of those paintings. And I thought, what better person to get on to talk with me, not only about the impression that this woman has. Clearly, she's never been to the Norman Rockwell Museum. And maybe because of that, the pictures that come to mind for her of what is the composition of the picture? The memory is a lot of white bread. I want to introduce a little color here because the Norman Rockwell paintings are not there are for sure a lot of white people that are portrayed, but there are very serious paintings of everyone from Martin Luther King to individual daily life and what was going on in America as it related to race relations in a very critical time during the civil rights movement and changes that you could really see taking place in America. So I want to first of all invite all of you to come and visit us in Berkshire County and make a special trip to the Norman Rockwell Museum. And when you get there, I want you to hunt down a painting called, I'm pretty sure it's called Moving Day. Is that right, Ray?
Yes, it is. It's Moving Day or New Kids in the Neighborhood. One of the two.
Why don't you describe for us what Moving Day is like?
Moving Day is a painting of a black family moving into a white neighborhood in the south side of Chicago. It's a pretty deep story. Norman was actually commissioned by Look Magazine to do a painting that Look Magazine was doing a story on, about a neighborhood in the south side of Chicago called Park Forest, Illinois. And it was a neighborhood that was built for returning World War II veterans, specifically. In the early 60s, it was beginning to integrate. And the story was dealing with that situation specifically. Mind you, all of us kids who posed in the painting, we had never been to Chicago. We were right here in Berkshire County, all of us. And he just painted us into this picture dealing with integration specifically. And it's quite an interesting story that goes along with the painting.
So how did you come to the attention of Norman Rockwell that you got selected to be in this painting? And the painting people, you see the moving truck. And you see a mover coming off the back of the truck on a ramp with a piece of furniture. And there's some lamps and chairs sitting next to the driveway that they've just unloaded. And there are two small African-American children, a little girl dressed in her sweet little dress with her little socks and patent leather shoes. She looks adorable, and she's carrying her white pussycat. And there you are, Ray posing as her brother, in your Madras shorts and polo shirt, holding a baseball glove in your hand, and wearing sneakers and socks. And I remember there's a story to the sneakers and socks. And some kids have come up as if they're looking through a store window at a great curiosity, because here are these two young black children and staring at them with their hands behind their back, kind of, now who's this and what's this all about, with their little puppy. It looks like a German Shepherd puppy. And one's all outfitted in his baseball uniform with loafers. And then there's, it looks like his sister, another friend or member of the family who's in jeans, a sweater, and holding a baseball mitt. So that's the scene. Moving day in the driveway. And we now have what looks like the in-laws and the outlaws. The way that the two teams have come together to kind of scope each other out. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and have Ray give us the insights into the real story behind this story. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams here.
If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And where?
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com. Stephanie Abrams here inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of Giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a $1 million sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale, enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Today's show is brought to you in part by UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Walk a real rope bridge at Carrickaread in the shadow of Dunluce Castle. Have a great meal with a billion-dollar view at Harry's Shack at Port Stewart Beach. Start exploring. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Causeway Hotel.
Yes, and so was the turnpike from Stockbridge.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I wish you could be with us during the commercial breaks to hear, you know, the chatter that goes on here, because I never discussed with Ray other than I wanted to come over and be in our studio and talk with you and me about his participation in being a model for Norman Rockwell. And actually being this Moving Day painting is probably one of the most important politically oriented paintings that Norman Rockwell did, and he did a number of them. And, you know, to be in such memorialized in such an important painting was fabulous. But when I it was a surprise to Ray when I, you know, began by saying what was the impetus for my decision that I wanted to get him on the air with me to talk about this painting and other paintings that include people of color, and to a large degree, not just African-American people, because there are paintings with people from, you know, from India and from Africa, from other parts of the world. I just thought this is important. And also Native Americans who play a prominent role in many of the Norman Rockwell paintings. And it was because I heard this woman on the air make a comparison between the Republican National Convention and Norman Rockwell paintings, that it was just all white bread. And that wasn't her words. That was my explanation. But basically what she was saying was that it really didn't reflect diversity, just like Norman Rockwell. And I thought, you know, woman, where you been? Clearly, you haven't been to Stockbridge, Massachusetts, to the Norman Rockwell Museum, or you'd have a tough time saying that. Or maybe just go get yourself a book down at the library or a bookstore and have a look. So I'm one of the most important paintings that he did, a number of really important statement paintings. Although I have to give it to you that most of the covers of Saturday Evening Post, which reflect a lot of the work that Norman Rockwell did, were a lot of white people. But there are some truly significant paintings that you will find both in the Norman Rockwell Museum and in the Saturday Evening Post covers that do reflect not only diversity, but an interest in... Exactly. It wasn't just token homage being paid to there are people of different colors who live in the U.S. These were paintings that tell a story about what was going on in America that would make it important to have a magazine cover or a picture to illustrate a story that was about what was happening in America's late on the scene arrival at a point where people recognized the importance of the civil rights movement and the importance of people respecting one another, irrespective of skin color or religion, I might add. So, Ray, you told me something adorable when we went into the commercial break about that woman I mentioned that I saw on television.
Absolutely. I heard her say that too, and it made me think immediately, well, you know, I am in a painting, such as what she was describing. I'm in a painting forever. And it really took me aback by what she had said.
Yeah, well, regrettably, she was not educated enough in the information related to Norman Rockwell and his works to be able to make the statement. And that's why I said I got to get my man Ray and get him down here to the studio and have him. If you've just joined us, I'm talking with Ray Gunn Jr., who is immortalized forever in probably the one that we know the most about, think of the most, is Moving Day. And what's the other name for the painting?
New Kids in the Neighborhood.
New Kids in the Neighborhood. And on the left side of the driveway, closest to the house, is the two African-American brother and sister are moving into this house. And standing at the foot of the driveway by the sidewalk are three neighborhood kids and their puppy who have come over to check out the new kids on the block and
exactly.
See what is this all about. We now have, you know, I wrote a novel, and I'm going to gift upon you a copy of it before
Lovely.
You leave today.
Thank
and
you
I
very much.
Hope that you do read it. When I wrote the novel, I didn't think about doing anything earth-shaking or groundbreaking in that my novel is multicultural. There are a number of different religious groups in the book, but there's also a major storyline about an African-American couple and their little boy who are moving into an all-white neighborhood. And
Wow. And
because of that, I didn't think I was doing anything special, but apparently there aren't that many people who are writing about people who are not exactly the same as themselves. And I'd even got some criticism of where do you have the arrogance to write about African-American people, white girl. I'm close enough to people that they can talk with me that way, and I don't have a problem with it. But I said, you know, when you really know people, when you have lived with people, when you have been friends with people, when it's not just, you know, oh, I have friends who, you know, you hardly even know. I mean, when you really know people, then you can write about them. If you don't know people, it's not going to come out so good. And somebody I met told me she had read my book and that her cousin was the founder of the Harlem Book Fair. And she was going to stick this under his nose. And as a result of that, I was invited to come and speak at the Harlem Book Fair on the main stage, the main fiction stage, a couple of years ago. And they wrote a wonderful review of my book. And it's you can read the review at QBR, Quarterly Black Review is what it stands for, QBR.com, which is the official website for the Harlem Book Fair. And it's called Rumors. And when I wrote it, the first couple of public appearances I made, there were people who said, well, you know, maybe this could have happened in the 70s or something, but, you know, today, no, not so much or whatever. Well, that's a couple of years ago. And when you look at the stuff that's happened in between in America, it's as vital, you know, it is clear that, you know, everything that we think is behind us is not necessarily behind us.
True.
So we're going to take a quick break and come back. And Ray's got some good stories to tell us related to this painting and a couple of other paintings that he has brought postcards along for me to see. that I think are going to be of great interest to you, particularly because some of his relatives are in some of these other paintings that that lady obviously missed. We're taking a quick break. Visit sabrams.com while we're gone.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back to school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like a 4-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17. Limit 30 in store, 10 online.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free. And get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, Call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Today's show is brought to you in part by UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Walk a real rope bridge at Carrickaride in the shadow of Dunluce Castle. Have a great meal with a billion-dollar view at Harry's Shack at Port Stewart Beach. Start exploring. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Causeway Hotel.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have in our studio, Studio 35 at the Crown Plaza Berkshire Pittsfield Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, Ray Gunn Jr., who is with me. And when you go to sabrams.com, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and travelers411.com, Ray is spelled with a W. W-R-A-Y-G-U-N-N. Gunn is a Scottish name. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
We have communication with people over in Scotland. They wanted us to go over, some of us to go over to their family reunion.
Oh, yeah. They have a big one, too.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a section in Lanesboro called Gunn's Grove.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you about it later, so you'll be all informed.
Sure.
Yeah, but the Gunn Society is a very they have a website online.
Yes,
you know, my brother Gunn Society
and my dad have been in touch. We wanted them to come over. Some of them to come over to our.
Well, tell them to pack their bag and come.
Yeah,
we're ready to welcome them.
Yeah,
you know, I sent a young man and his parents when he was 18. A fellow named Nathan Warmack, who lives in Jackson, Mississippi. So, hi, all you all listening to us in Jackson. He went to his high school harvest dance in his senior year wearing a kilt and was shown the door and told not to come back until
wow.
He wasn't wearing that. And I understand that the principal's name was McClure, so I never quite understood how that happened. But I learned about it a couple months later, almost Christmas time, in an alert that I got from CNN on a story about how the Gunn Society had taken up a petition online to petition the school to change its dress code to allow for such diversity. Yep. And they had like 12,000 signatures at that point.
Wow.
Online. And I then decided, well, you know, he's going to graduate from high school any minute now, and he's going to be 18 and a high school graduate in America, and, you know, he can wear his kilt anytime, any place he wants. And but what this young man needed was a visit to Scotland to commune with his ancestors.
Absolutely.
So that's what I sorted out and sent the Warmack family off to Scotland for 9 days and eight nights with a Mercedes rent car rental and stays in castle and historic hotels and
wow.
Breakfast and dinner daily. And I understand that we flew over to meet them. And because after I did all this stuff, I had to meet this family. And at the end of their trip, they had so many gourmet dinners in Scotland that on the seventh night, and they were flying home on the ninth day, so they had one more night. The seventh night, instead of having gourmet dinner at the castle we had them in, which was Glenapp Castle in Ayrshire in western Scotland, they found out there was a McDonald's 32 miles away. And they drove down
wow.
to the McDonald's so they could
wow.
have some, you know, almost home cooking. That happens sometimes when you're traveling and you'd be some foreign destination where the food is great, but you're busting for a New York pizza.
Good luck.
Yeah, you get home and you can't wait till you get some certain food in a restaurant you're crazy about. But anyway, so you were going to tell us more about the background on, first of all, again, you shared with me in the commercial break that Norman Rockwell had some restrictions imposed upon him when he was working for, I guess, Saturday Evening Post, no?
Correct. When Norman was commissioned to do a painting for any of those magazines, up until the time that he was commissioned to do the paintings for Look Magazine, he wasn't able to use a person of color unless it was in a subservient manner. And that kind of upset him because...
This was in his contract?
Yeah.
That's really sick.
Absolutely. Well, you look really at his paintings. You look at the paintings up until the early 60s. You don't see any people of color.
But going forth, I mean, you know, he did the famous painting. Somebody gave me, actually it was given to me as a, I got it at some luncheon I went to. It was one of those, you know, they pull your number at your table out of a hat. And I was given this painting called The Problem We All Live With. And as much as I appreciate what this is about, I could never hang this up. I couldn't live with this. This is the painting that is a kind of bittersweet painting. The sweet part is it was the integration of, what school was it?
William Franz School in New Orleans, Louisiana.
And this was the first day of school, and this darling little girl in her white starched dress and her bows in her hair and, you know, all
little school
all
books.
Ready with her ruler and her school books is walking with U.S. Marshals to be integrated, and there's a word on the wall that you're going to not get from my mouth.
Yep.
And a tomato, you can see the tomato splats on the wall and the fallen crushed tomato on the sidewalk where people had thrown tomatoes at this little girl. I mean, it's, you know.
True story. That's a true story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there were photographs of.
Yeah, true story.
And but that little girl was a relative of yours.
It's just a depiction, mind you.
Right. Oh, yeah, the model is.
The model.
The model is the real little girl was it Ruby Bridges?
Ruby Bridges.
Yeah.
I've met.
Yeah, well, she actually spoke. They, you know, they always do interesting things at the Norman Rockwell Museum.
Yep.
And they had her up to speak, and there was a picture book that had just come out that she was associated with that tells the story of, you know, that day in Harlem. Imagine that poor little child. But the model that was used was your cousin Linda.
Correct.
Linda Gunn.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Yep. But then you brought me some. Well, I don't want to rush ahead to these other pictures because you said, you know, there was more to the backstory on the moving day.
Absolutely.
What'd you want to share with us that we don't know?
Well, let's go back to how I was chosen to be a model.
Okay, yeah, that was a good one.
This all started back in the late 50s, early 60s. My dad's father, Grandpa Gunn, was a night clerk at the Red Lion Inn. And Norman's house, as everybody knows, hopefully, that he lived, Norman lived right across the street from the Red Lion Inn. Now, being an evening clerk, Norman with Grandpa being there at the inn, Grandpa would sit there at the desk and, you know, do whatever he needed to do. And one evening, this older gentleman smoking a pipe with a sketch pad went over and sat in the dining room and just was lounging around sketching, doing a lot of sketches. So Grandpa went over and had to be inquisitive and asking, you know, are you looking for anyone in particular? And, of course, there he is. They introduced each other. They introduced each other to each other. And that's how the friendship began. Now, at this time, Norman was in transition from the Saturday Evening Post to Look Magazine. And when Norman started doing, you know, different types of paintings for stories, that he was doing paintings for stories in Look magazine, he was, you know, looking for specific models, people of color. And seeing that he had Grandpa sitting right in front of him, he said he would, Norman would have stick figures with particular types of faces on his drawing pad that he was specifically looking for. So Norman would take the pad over and show Grandpa what he was looking for, and he would say, "Dave, is there anyone in your family that resembles this?" And Grandpa would say, "Well, yeah, I know, I can get someone for you if you'd like." So that's how we got to know who Norman Rockwell actually was, and that's how we got to be chosen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stay with me. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I've got Ray Gunn Jr. in the studio with me, a model for Norman Rockwell. Many of his family members have been models for Norman Rockwell, and this is an African-American family, this is just the reality of why you can't believe everything you hear or most of what you read.
That's true.
We were talking earlier that I heard something that on TV that made me call Ray and say, you got to come over and talk with me about Norman Rockwell and his paintings and his models and who was where. And it turns out that Ray actually heard the same interview I heard, in which a woman trying to explain that the Republican National Convention wasn't as reflective of the diversity of American society as one would have hoped, and compared it to, it was like Norman Rockwell paintings. And it was like, woman, we need a, as my mother used to joke, we need to edumacate you. So I have Ray here. You can go, I'm sure, go online to the Norman Rockwell Museum. The yes. website is NRM for Norman Rockwell Museum. NRM.org, and look for the painting that is called New Kids in the Neighborhood or Moving Day. And you will see the tall, dapper young man in the plaid shorts on your left. That was Ray. How old were you when this was done?
13. Ray? I'll be 13 years old forever, Stephanie. Isn't
oh, that's
something?
Great, because I'm 19, so I'm only 6 years older than you
All
are,
right.
you little guy, you.
That works.
Okay. So now this other postcard you brought me, the painting is called The Right to Know. And there's a diverse group of people here. All the way over on the right, there's a guy with a pipe in his mouth. And that's a self-portrait of Norman Rockwell.
One of the many that he did.
And yeah, he liked to paint himself into pictures.
Yes, he did.
And kind of like Alfred Hitchcock, you know, just appearing in the scene. Now, as we go left from Norman Rockwell, he's all the way over on the right. The first, almost you know, like mid-level, with nobody in, you know, blocking his way, really. The first African-American older gentleman looks like he's got whitish hair, and that's Grandpa.
David Gunn Sr., yes.
Okay, that's your granddad. Now we go a little more to the left and almost dead center in the painting, just a little off to the left of center in the painting. That's who's that?
St. Clair.
No, this one.
Oh, that's Uncle David. That's my dad's oldest brother.
Okay, and his also, all right. So
David Gunn Jr.
David Gunn Jr.
And the gentleman that's standing in front of Uncle David is my cousin St. Clair. And the black lady standing right behind St. Clair is my aunt Velma.
I'm getting to know everybody.
You got it.
Okay. Are any of these folks still with us?
No, unfortunately.
Pity. No. Well, good that we've got them in a painting
yes.
by Norman Rockwell.
Yep.
Okay, so then we have the painting called The Golden Rule.
Golden Rule.
And this one, Norman Rockwell has managed, this was on the Saturday Evening Post, April 1st, 1961. Clearly, they had gotten rid of that clause in his agreement that said no people of color, because this is a very colorful picture.
Certainly is.
You've got people from Asia, you've got people from Africa, you've got people from India, you've got... It got people from all over, and these people, while they could be American, are probably from Denmark or Germany. Very fair, very blonde people. And then there's some face I recognize here. Is that David Gunn Sr. over here?
David Gunn Jr.
That's Jr.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you got a nice family resemblance going
yes,
on there.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Okay, so that's Uncle David made in the picture. There's an African American boy and girl. Although the boy is, see, it's hard to know. He knew all these people and these faces. So Norman Rockwell was, you know, very much accustomed to dressing people up. Or
absolutely, absolutely.
Which we got to get back and talk about those sneakers and the shoes, because that's a cute story we need to leave a minute for. But so there's a young boy who looks like he's from Africa, I'm going to guess. He's got earrings and he's wearing like a sarong around his waist and he's naked from the waist up. But he's probably a local Stockbridge child, I'm going to guess.
God knows where he got him, got everybody from.
Yeah, but in any event... it's kind of, you know, I hope that lady's listening or somebody who knows her is. So we've got just a minute. Why don't you tell the story? Because I know the story. But when you showed up for the moving day, he would take photographs, Norman Rockwell, and then work from the photographs. And you showed up wearing loafers with your white socks and your plaid shorts and your long sleeve polo shirt. And the boy who came with the baseball costume on, the baseball
Timmy
uniform.
Bush. Yeah.
And what's his name?
Tim Bush.
Tim Bush. We got fine.
We used to actually play baseball against each other. He was in Stockbridge. I was in Sheffield.
How do you like that?
Yes.
So he was wearing sneakers and you were wearing loafers.
That's right.
Why did Norman Rockwell have you switch shoes so that you're wearing sneakers and he's wearing loafers?
That is an incredible story. I have no idea what the story is, but that's exactly what he wanted to do in that picture. When he painted the picture.
That's so funny.
I have pictures, I'll show you, that we have in the studio, when we were posing in the studio. He made me change my shoes to those Keds.
Sneakers.
U.S. Keds. That's okay. What they were.
So you put on the Keds and
Timmy has
and Timmy's got
on.
Your loafers.
Yep.
The other thing that somebody pointed out to me was that the white Pussycat, that the girl that's your sister in the picture, who's
mm-hmm.
your cousin,
mm-hmm.
is that right?
Correct.
The pussycat is white. The
Correct.
Black child is holding the white cat, and the white kids have a black dog.
Beautiful.
Yeah, was that already integration in the
That
movie?
Is part of the integration. That is part of the integration story there, too.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a story behind the story. I hope the lady from CNN is listening.
I hope
Thank
so.
You so much for joining me today. We have so much more. As long as we're in Berkshire County, we're going to talk about what else there is to see and do and where to stay right after the top of the hour news. So stay with me. Stephanie Abrams here, and we're flying high. And thank you, Mr. Brown.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.